This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, the business station. My name is Rich Bradbury. Welcome to Enterprise, and this is Open for Business. One of my favorite things when I moved to Malaysia was the discovery of this thing called teh tarik, which is something that I am, I don't want to say addicted to, but I'm very fond of. And the problem with stuff that you're fond of is that often you end up having too much of it. And then sometimes you might find out that it's not so healthy for you. It might contain too much sugar. It might contain a whole bunch of other stuff that is not necessarily good for your body. However, some people have taken that idea and have tried to develop a healthier version of this product by some of the ingredients that they change that go into this product. I will be talking about this thing called potong gula. Now, in the studio with me, I have Anas and I have Amira, co-founders of the company Potong Gula. So your philosophy is that you want to be game changers in the food product industry, create a new range of diabetic-friendly food products, and you innovate daily food products by making them healthier, lowering calories, lowering sugar, and affordable to the masses. Now, what you've done so far is that you've created the first in the world patent-pending diabetic-friendly sweetened condensed milk with zero white sugar, sweetened with a low GI sweetener, and you want to become the solution to the rise of NCDs, non-communicable diseases, and will change people's lives by providing healthier alternatives to existing products. Now, how are you going to do this? Tell me about this product that you have. What is it?
Okay, so basically what Potong Gula has done is that we have created the first ever in the world, as just mentioned earlier, a sweetened condensed milk with absolutely zero white sugar. And it's sweetened with low-calorie sweetener, which is consists of oligofructose and stevia, and they are diabetic-friendly. And the best part of it is that you can be able to enjoy as much, in fact, more than 10 cups of teh tarik in a day, in which the usual calories for teh tarik out there is 150 calories. But with Potong Gula, it's only 50 calories per cup, and this contains zero white sugar inside for every single cup that you have drank with the teh tarik.
So what you're telling me, Anas, is that my introduction just then, when I said I'm very much into teh tarik, but I limit myself, I can allow myself a little bit more. I can enjoy life a little more.
Exactly. So, and also for the fact that for the diabetics and also for people who have high blood sugar level, they can be able to enjoy any food or any drinks, especially teh tarik, because of the fact that we have removed the sugar that is inside the food products, and we place it with low calorie sweetener and make it healthy. In fact, we add even higher percentage of milk, 85% more milk to our condensed milk. So in other words, we are providing condensed milk, the real milk, instead of what is out there, which is sugar. Because the percentage of sugar for the existing condensed milk is higher than the normal.
Okay. So where did this idea come from? I mean, teh tarik is an essential Malaysian beverage. Everybody knows that. Okay. You know, and on every mamak, every corner, there is somebody serving this stuff, and you're never more than like 100 meters away from it. Where did the idea come from originally?
Okay, so I'll pass it to my sister. She was the founder of Potong Gula and also the product developer and also the chief formulist for the company.
Hi, I'm Amira. And it started with me and my father. We were pitching ideas for diabetics. He presented in Mihas in 2012. For diabetic foods, and we even made diabetic Koperasi Diabetes before. We helped around people with diabetes clean their wounds with gangrene, and from there we were passionate with helping people with diabetes, and we founded Stevia in 2008 after it was approved by the FDA, and we started thinking, What can we do with the stevia? What can we do with stevia to help diabetics? Mm. From there, we just imagine also the food that we can replace sugar with. Mm. Yeah.
So why did you have this interest or this need to help diabetics in particular?
Because there is no cure except for your food.
The food that we take.
Yeah.
Yeah, and also NCD is on the rise. And right now, currently, there are 3.6 million Malaysians who are suffering from diabetes. And by 2025, it will be expected to be on 50 million, okay, to be exact. So the numbers are rising. So we are afraid that there is no solution towards diabetes. So unless we replace and we have an alternative for the daily food products out there. Because currently, daily food products contains an excessive amount of sugar. And there also are the other unhealthy ingredients. So there's not much that we can done about that. But what we can do right now is to replace the sugar with alternative sweeteners such as stevia, oligofructose, or other locally and low GI sweetener, and making them healthier, diabetic friendly, and also affordable to the masses. So that's what we see, that that is the solution towards the upcoming pandemic of the NCD and also the rise of like obesity and also heart disease that is happening right now in our country, because we know that it's based on food products. That is the root of the problem, and it's not medicine. In fact, diabetes or the NCD is somewhat, it's costing people, it's costing families, the government, and everyone that is like, you know, affected by the disease, because you have to pay more and more for diabetic medicine, also for other illness. So we know that by changing food products and making them better and also affordable, we know that that is the key solution or the key ingredients in making it right in our industry.
Do you think there's a lack of education in terms of the amount of sugar that is in food products here in Malaysia?
Actually, they know that the amount of sugar is high. In fact, we know that existing, like, say, the likes of bubble tea or the likes of the teh tarik outside, they know that there contains high amount of sugar, but there is no alternative. There is no replacement. There is no other products that is taste even better or taste better and seem to have alternative or like low calorie sweetener that is inside their food products. Mm. So basically, no one is coming up with their products that is suitable to replace them. They just say, everybody say like, cut sugar, teh tarik kuah manis, or reduce the amount of sugar intake. But there is no alternatives. People still want to have sweet things. People still want to eat. So do you expect them to eat sweet things? Of course not. Mm. So basically, what they can do, what we are doing right now, is that we are providing them with alternatives towards the daily, existing daily food products out there. We are innovating. We are changing every single food product out there that is available in the market.
Amira, could you just tell me a little bit about the development of the actual product, you know, and how you kind of formulated it?
I started off with the stuff that I've learned in the past. From creating the formula of stevia sweeteners, tabletop like Sweet Royale, pretty much replacing. I also kind of like first I replicate the actual condensed milk. From there, I learned which part I can replace and which part I can't.
Is your background in biochemistry or
no?
What's your educational background, if you don't mind me asking?
In high school, I'm actually a school dropout. I dropped out at 16, and from there, my family worked hard, and when we got stable, I went to study at Le Cordon Bleu.
Right, yeah. That explains things. Okay, so carry on. Tell me more about the story about the development of the product.
Yeah, from trying testing, you know, basically home cooking, trying like at home, basically.
Here, Dad, try that. Here, Dad, try that.
We have a home lab back then.
Right. Okay. Yeah. How long did it take from the idea when you first had it to, okay, I think this is the one we should go for?
Well, we, from like small batches to when we actually got our factory, since it's different small batches and cooking in large batch, I think I got it right after I cooked it in the factory, which is it took me around 3 months to actually create the whole perfect product.
You took 3 months to develop your product, to find an alternative to condensed milk, right? Now you have that final product. What was the idea behind the marketing of that product? You know, when did you decide, okay, we don't just want to put it on the shelves as, you know, an alternative to the condensed milk. We want to try something a little bit new because it is new. It looks very different to what you would see on the shelves. You would normally see a can of condensed milk. Yeah. Now yours looks like something that you would find perhaps in the dairy aisle. You might see it next to yogurts and that kind of stuff because it's in like a tall packet. It's a little plastic packet. Why did you go for that design and not the traditional kind of canned design?
I see. Okay, so basically here are the reasons why we decided to use a spout pouch packaging. Okay, so as a small startup company, so a spout pouch packaging, it's much smaller in terms of cost and also initial cost. So that's why we decided to go there. And also the fact that it's very consumer friendly because you don't need to open a can anymore. You need to do is just twist the can. Mm. And you just, in fact, you just squeeze it from the packaging directly into your cup. So it's much more convenient, it's handy packed, and consumers will be able to carry them anywhere they go. And also the fact that we are trying to make it as if like it looks like milk. Because right now, sweetened condensed milk has been perceived in the wrong way. It contains more sugar now than milk. In fact, sometimes it contains other ingredients, which is not milk, what we call as non-dairy creamer. And it should have been called condensed sugar instead of milk. So what we're trying to portray to the market is that we are giving them milk, returning the state of originality towards what we call as condensed milk. Mm. It's milk and it's sweetened with low-calorie sweetener and it has stevia. So with that, we are trying to portray to the world that this is what is the future of the food product that looks like the future of condensed milk and the future what will be in your tetare, in your baked goods, and also some of the sweet treats that are using condensed milk as we speak.
We're going to take a very short break, ladies and gentlemen. I'm in the studio with the founding members of Potongula. I have Anas and I have Amira. We'll be back in just a few moments. You are listening to Enterprise on BFM 89.9.
Breakfast for Masters, BFM 89.9.
BFM 89.9 at the Business Station. Welcome back to Enterprise. This is Open for Business. I'm Rich Bradbury. I'm in the studio with the two founders of Potongula. I have Anas and I have Amira. They want to be game changers in the food product industry. They create a new range of diabetic-friendly food products, innovating on daily food products by making them healthier, lower in calories, and lower in sugar. Now, we know that Malaysia is a hotbed for diabetes. We know that it's a hotbed for obesity. So this is the product, one of your product ranges, part of your range, I should say, that you are marketing now. Do you have other products in mind as well, if you don't mind me asking?
Okay, so for the future product rollout that we'll be having is mostly dairy beverages, such as ready-to-drink tetare, coffee, and also chocolate drink. And we'll also be having, like, say, milk powder, so, you know, sweetened milk powder. And as well as, this is our like, future product line, which is the isotonic drink. We are going to really push that in the market.
Isotonic drinks?
Yeah. Low calorie, low sugar isotonic drinks.
How about yogurts?
We're going to one step at a time. Right now, we're going to beverage. But in the future, we are heading towards maybe ketchup manis.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I know, Amira, that in the past you've had problems of dealing with people who have naysayed against stevia and other issues. Now, I want to bring this up because if I don't ask you this question, then I will be under fire as well. Because for some people, they say that stevia has side effects, whether or not it's affecting women in their menstrual cycle, which is I've heard talked about. I've heard how it can interfere with diabetes medicine, and especially if you're marketing a product that you are saying, you know, can be used to help people with diabetes. What is your kind of response to that?
I would say that it is, well, stevia is usually not absorbed in the body, and number two is it is FDA approved, so it's not really up to me to say what is right and what is wrong. And it's already approved by the regulations. So
simple as that.
Simple as that.
Anas, do you have anything else to add to that?
Well, and also stevia has been used for many generations, from the past. And it's been used for almost 100 years, even by the Paraguays and also from the likes of people from the history. They have been using it, in fact, from the raw form. So what we have done is that we have taken the raw form, which is the stevia leaves, and we have extracted and we have crystallized it and to become like, you know, crystal sweetener. And that crystal sweetener, if it's zero calories, zero glycemic index, it does not do any harm to you in terms of your blood glucose level. Mm. So therefore, diabetics and also people who are Weight Watchers, people who are interested to have a low calorie like drinks or low calorie food products, it's really suitable for everyone, to be a matter. And that's not, in fact, studies have shown there's not much effects on people for that matter.
Mm. Will you be marketing this product as anything to do with helping you to maintain your weight or weight loss or anything like that?
Usually weight loss, it's all about calorie control.
Yeah. It's basically consumption as well. Mm. So you have to make sure the amount of food, other food that you take, and also you have to balance out between calorie in and calorie out.
Mm-hmm.
So that one you have to come to play. Mm. But in terms of the products that we are having, we are providing the alternatives towards the existing products out there, because there is not existing that the ones that are low in excessive sugar, low in bad ingredients. So what we have done is that we just want to make sure that there is a product that's available for diabetics.
An alternative.
Yeah. And also people who have any health problems, and also people who just want to have a healthy products.
Yeah.
Because there is none in the market.
Yeah.
There is none for, in fact, this is the first, we can claim that, because there is no one out there that's making a better SusuperCat.
I mean, I do remember when I first moved to, I've been in Malaysia 10, 11 years now. And I remember when I first moved here, and almost everything that I put in my mouth was sweet. Almost everything, the teas, the cakes, the breads.
We Malaysians love them sweet things.
You love it sweet, guys, and I don't see a problem with that, but when I was, it was at the point when I bought some bread and I bit into the bread and I'm like, why is the bread even sweet, And I think, but that's just coming from where I come from, where we don't have sweet and stuff like that. So it was kind of my body getting used to that.
Mm.
But I do see people around me who are diabetic, and I think something like a product like this would be very useful for them if they know that there's an alternative, as opposed to just cut out your sugar.
Correct.
You can have something that is an alternative. Mm. It's not 100% exactly the same. It doesn't taste exactly the same, but I've tasted it and it's a good replacement is what I would say. Would you agree with that?
Yes.
Yeah,
thank you. That's a big compliment for us.
It's a good replacement, yeah. How are you doing in terms of sales right now?
Sales, okay. So since we are a startup company, very, very, very new, I must say. So our revenue right now is only 20,000 per month.
Okay.
But we are growing because we are coming into more distribution channels, more retail outlets, and we are looking for more partners who can partner with us in terms of help us to market and also distribute the products, because we are very good at manufacturing and making the products better and also creating new products. Right?
Mm.
But we really need help in terms of how to make sure that it gets to people's hands, and also our hope in Potonggulu is that we want to make sure that this product is physically available and people can be able to get their hands on Potonggulu or any other Potonggulu products out there in the future in every Malaysian segment. And also, in fact, we are heading to the world. We are heading there.
How many staff do you have right now?
We have five.
Five. That's hard work.
Yes. Yeah. We are a very small company, very limited amount of resources, but we are doing what best we can. But in a short amount of time, in less than 4 months, we have created this first ever patented sweetened condensed milk.
Mm.
So I think with that, we know what we are doing. And we know that even though we're small.
We don't just do one role. Everyone does everything.
Mm. As everybody does in a startup, right?
Okay.
Yeah. So one of these packets, how much does it contain? For the condensed 350 grams. And how much are you currently selling it for?
So it's about retail at RM7. Yeah.
Online right now.
Online, yeah.
Where can people find out more information about it?
So you can always head to our website at www.potonggulu.com. Yeah. And also there's a WhatsApp number, 011-6161-7318.
Facebook, Instagram. Yeah.
Facebook is Potonggulu, which is our brand, and also Instagram is Potonggulu as well.
I know Amira doesn't have any of these things.
Oh, so you can look up for me as Anas Norman. Yeah.
Okay. I am very interested in this product, and I would like to talk to you again in perhaps 6 or 8 months' time to find out where you've gone. So you have 20,000 right now.
Okay.
In 6 months' time, I'm hoping you've at least doubled that.
Oh,
and if you do come back, we'll have another chat and see how you've done so far.
That'd be great.
That has been Anas and Amira from Potonggulu here on Enterprise on Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.